Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. A new music festival is coming to downtown Kingston this fall. The Downtown Kingston BIA has announced the launch of Road Trip, a new multi-genre festival set to take over Princess Street and Springer Market Square this September. The one-day festival is designed as a full day of music, local vendors, and community programming, with plans to expand in the coming years. I spoke with Downtown Kingston BIA events manager Sandy Griffiths about the inspiration behind the new festival and what folks can expect.
This has been in the works for quite a while. I was wondering if you could give us the background on where this idea came from for Road Trip.
Yeah, so we ran for decades the Limestone City Blues Festival. So I believe it ran for about 22 years. And then we noticed, especially after COVID, that audiences were shifting, the landscape of festivals were shifting, and, you know, people were not attending those sort of niche festivals. So the Limestone City Blues Festival was a true blues festival, and it seemed like the landscape was shifting more towards like multi-genre festivals. So something where there's a little bit of something for everybody and every music taste. So we decided to end the Limestone City Blues Festival in 2024. And then the plan all along was to come back in 2025 with a multi-genre festival. We still, you know, we still wanted to produce some sort of larger scale music event in downtown Kingston. And so the plan was to come back in 2025. And then that changed to 2026 when we received a grant to do a winter festival. So we, you know, we sort of threw all of our energy into Spirit of Winter because we received a grant. So we did that in 2025, knowing that 2026 would be our festival deadline. But yeah, so that was always, you know, from the time we said goodbye to the Limestone City Blues Festival, we knew that we still wanted to create a bigger live music event in downtown Kingston for 2026.
Mm-hmm. And why the name and theme of Road Trip? What kind of brought that on?
Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of experience, in-house experience with blues festivals and blues musicians. But when we were talking something like large-scale multi-genre, we decided to hire consultants. And so we worked with two people who are sort of steeped in the Canadian music industry. So Steve Jordan used to be the head of CBC Music, and he's the founder of the Polaris Prize. He actually used to work for CFRC as well back in the day. And then Virginia Clark, who runs the Wolf Island Music Festival, and she's also the owner and operator of Flying V Productions. And they came to us with a proposal, and they came to us with a number of different festival names, and we fell in love with Road Trip for a few reasons. We love the nostalgia of, you know, everyone piling into the car and going on a road trip. We also, we love the idea of Kingston being a great road trip destination for people who are living, you know, Ottawa, Montreal, Toronto, or the larger GTA. You know, we are an excellent road trip destination for everybody in those cities. And we're hoping to pull people from those cities for this festival, to show them what Kingston has to offer and, you know, introduce new people to the city.
Awesome. Yeah. And this is going to kind of take over downtown. I was wondering how Princess Street will change when it becomes the scenic route in September.
Yeah. So we will close Princess Street from Division down to Ontario. First and foremost, we are a business improvement area. And so our mandate is to service our local businesses. So we will be inviting all of those businesses out onto the street to set up special activations, activities. We'll have vendors, food, and we'll actually have three stages set up on Princess Street. So we'll have one sort of higher up in near the hub at Division Street, and then one kind of halfway down, and then we'll have one at the bottom of the street near Ontario. And we'll have music, live music. We'll sort of pivot from stage to stage, so that you have an opportunity to see all of the music that the festival has to offer. So you can, you know, see a great live performance, do a little bit of shopping, maybe have a coffee, have something to eat, work your way down to the next live performance. And that's sort of how Princess Street will run throughout the day. And then in the evening, everything will move over to Springer Market Square, which is where we'll have our main stage event. So we'll have four performances on the main stage, including our festival headliner.
Awesome. And have we announced any of the artists yet, or is that going to be rolling out throughout the summer?
Yeah, that's coming sooner than later, actually. So it'll be long before the summer. We're really, really excited. The lineup is something we're really proud of. Again, we've worked with, you know, Virginia Clark and Steve Jordan, and their input has been, you know, so fantastic. Their knowledge, they're just very knowledgeable people. And it is a true multi-genre festival. So it really offers something for every musical taste.
Awesome. And looking ahead, what's the long-term dream for Road Trip? How are you hoping it kind of grows over the years?
Yeah, so we're starting off this year with a one-day festival. And we really are being conscientious in growing the festival in a rate that's sort of sustainable for us and the city and the partners that we work with to put on such a large-scale event. But we do want to grow it to a multi-day festival. So I think over the next few years, you'll see every year we'll sort of add a new feature, whether it's, you know, an evening club night, whether it's an art installation, whether it's extending a full day and having a different site for a main stage. But yeah, I think this is the first year of what we're hoping is going to be, you know, a festival that's around for a long time and that will really come to sort of define downtown Kingston and reinstate downtown Kingston as this really creative hub for music and art.
That was Sandy Griffiths, events manager with the Downtown Kingston BIA. The first Road Trip Music Festival takes place September 12th, with daytime programming along Princess Street and evening performances in Springer Market Square. As Sandy mentioned, the full lineup and ticket details will be announced in the coming weeks. You can keep an eye out for updates at roadtripkingston.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.
Thank you, Chris. This is your Queen's Campus News here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Henry with your Queen's Campus Beat. AMS President Johnny Aymer has resigned from her position effective today, March 9th, following several weeks of controversy surrounding the student government executive. Aymer confirmed her resignation in a written statement circulated to the Queen's community and reported by the Queen's Journal. In the letter, she acknowledged that the situation surrounding the presidency had become increasingly difficult and stated that stepping down was intended to allow the AMS to continue its work without further disruption. The AMS Board of Directors addressed the transition earlier this month. In a joint statement, Vice President of University Affairs and Vice President of Operations confirmed that members of the executive team will absorb the President's responsibilities for the remainder of her term. Aymer was elected in January 2025 to serve during the 2025-2026 academic year. Her resignation comes during the final stretch of the winter semester as the AMS continues preparations for the transition to next year's student government. 16 students and one faculty member from a Queen's biology field course remain stranded in Doha, Qatar, after regional airspace disruptions prevented them from returning to Canada. The group had been completing a field study program in Sri Lanka led by biology professor Stephen Lougheed, focusing on biodiversity and ecological research. Students departed Colombo, Sri Lanka, on February 28th on a Qatar Airways flight scheduled to connect through Doha before continuing to Toronto Pearson Airport. However, shortly after arriving in Qatar, escalating regional tensions led to sudden airspace closures across parts of the Middle East, grounding multiple international routes. The university confirmed the group was relocated to a hotel in Doha while waiting for alternative flights. A long-running military fellowship hosted at Queen's is set to be discontinued after a decision by the United States Department of War. A Pentagon memorandum released February 27th announced the cancellation of 22 senior military fellowships at universities beginning in the 2026-2027 academic year. Queen's is the only Canadian institution affected by the directive. The program allowed senior American military officers, typically at the rank of colonel, to spend an academic year studying topics such as strategic policy and international security. The Pentagon said that the fellowships were being eliminated as part of an effort to realign professional military education programs with updated strategic priorities. Similar programs at institutions including Harvard University and Yale University are also set to be discontinued. Last Thursday, March 5th, the Department of Political Studies hosted the annual J.A. Corey Lecture in Robert Sutherland Hall. The lecture series is named after J.A. Corey, who served as principal from 1961 to 1968. This year's speaker, Dr. Alistair Roberts, presented research from his forthcoming book, Why Great States Fail. The lecture examined how large governments maintain administrative capacity and political legitimacy over long periods of time. Roberts argued that institutional decline in major global powers can have direct consequences for smaller states that depend on them economically and politically. His talk focused on the structural pressures large governments face as they attempt to sustain complex administrative systems while maintaining public trust. In athletic news, the Yale men's volleyball team is preparing for the U Sports National Championship, which runs from March 13th through 15th in Windsor, Ontario. The tournament will take place at the Taldo Lancer Center, with 8 university teams from across Canada competing for the national title. Teams from the Ontario University Athletics Conference, Canada West, the RSEQ, and Atlantic University Sport will all be represented. The championship final is scheduled for Sunday, March 15th, closing out the 2025-2026 U Sports men's volleyball season. You've been listening to your Queen's Campus Beat, Queen's Campus News, here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. We begin with Monday, March 9th, daytime high of 9 degrees, but with the breeze in the forecast, it's going to feel closer to 5, mix of sun and cloud throughout the day. Tuesday, March 10th, we have a mix of sun and rain in the forecast, daytime high of 7, but it's actually going to feel about 2 degrees warmer, giving us a daytime high feel of 9 degrees. Wednesday, March 11th, high of 8, but with the rain and snow mix in the forecast, it's going to feel closer to 3, and then overnight will drop down to minus 3. Thursday, March 12th, daytime high of 1 degree, overnight low of minus 7. Friday, March 13th, that's right, Friday the 13th, a scary little bit of snow in the forecast. Not too much accumulation, but you hate to see it all the same. Going to feel closer to minus 4, even though the daytime high is listed at 2. Saturday, March 14th, right around 0 for your daytime high, feeling closer to minus 6. Sunday, March 15th, high of 3 degrees, but afternoon snow in the forecast, feeling closer to minus 4. And then starting off next week, Monday, March 16th, daytime high of 3, feeling closer to minus 4, with an overnight low of minus 12. This is your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. As a reminder, overnight street parking restrictions have been eased as of March 1st. This means that overnight street parking is only banned when the weather conditions require it. In terms of road closures for the week, Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is closed indefinitely to accommodate construction activity and staging in the area. The other major road closure for this week is Berry Street to Queen, which is closed indefinitely for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street. That's it. That's all I have for you this week. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all safe travels.
What's your favorite hockey team? I love the Habs. Go Habs, go. Hello, hello, and happy Leprechaun Week. It's your girl Gigi, CFRC's newest intern, and you're listening to What's Live at 5 on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up on this segment, I've got Cape Town's hottest concert and event calendars for the week, starting with events. On Monday, March 9th, the continued ambition of climate-concerned asset owners will discuss the benefits, challenges, and reflections on how other asset owners, whether just beginning or already very advanced, can take the next steps in their portfolios' climate journeys. Join online at 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Thinking about a pre-doctoral fellowship? Check out Pre-Doctoral Fellowships for Indigenous Students and Black Studies info session online at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Kingston Licious prevails at participating restaurants until March 31st at 10 o'clock p.m. Tuesday, March 10th marks my favorite, Tom's Tuesday Afternoon Happy Hour Jam with Tom Savage at the club at the RCHA at 4 p.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. The dance school will also be performing their production of George Orwell's Animal Farm at Theological Hall Rotunda Theater at 7:30 p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. Be sure to come out and support. Are you a senior? Have you always been interested in acting, perhaps improv? Come out and check out Improv for Seniors at the Tet Center, an improv class designed specifically for senior citizens. If you're interested in learning improv comedy and would prefer to be with fellow seniors, then this is the class for you. Join a mix of experienced and newbie actors at 2 p.m. until 4:30 p.m. On that note, the Tet Center is also hosting a Level 1 improv class for adults at the Tet Center at 5 p.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. On Wednesday, March 11th, Why Not Theater presents What You Won't Do for Love, a hybrid live theater and film performance starring renowned environmentalists Drs. David Suzuki and Tara Cullis, reflecting on their 50-year relationship, their shared adventures, and their advocacy for the planet. This charming and conversational show asks, can we learn to love the planet as much as we love other people? That's so beautiful for me. I wish that kind of love for everyone who wants it. Find them at the Kingston Grand Theatre Rose and Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. The Wonderful Women Community Choir will be meeting at Crossroads United Church at 1 p.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. Don't forget to bring your wonderful voices. Are you an adult who faces social anxiety barriers? Not to fret, I've got something just for you. A social anxiety improv class designed with extra care to make sure you always feel supported. Drop by at the Tet Center at 5 p.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. Feeling crafty or looking for a new DIY? On Thursday, March 12th, visit the Craft Collective featuring DIY sugar scrubs at Duncan MacArthur Hall, room A330 at 12 p.m. until 1 o'clock p.m. Sweet Surrender, a comedy by Matthew McKeever, will also be happening on Thursday at the Domino Theater, the Davies Foundation Auditorium, at 7:30 p.m. Winter's calling, but we're declining her. Something in the Water Brewing Company is turning up the heat with a swimsuit beach party. Throw on your best beachwear, tropical shirt, sunnies, or full resort core fantasy. There's even a prize for best beachwear, so don't hold back. Expect fruity drinks, bright flavors, and your first beer on the house. Tickets are selling fast, so be sure to get yours soon. Thursday at Something in the Water Brewing Company at 7 p.m. until 11 o'clock p.m. Do you like bingo? Now, what about, and hear me out, drag bingo? Interested? Daft Brewing at 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. Be there or be a square. Can't get enough of après-ski? Head on over to 100 Below Duck Pond, an après-ski event sponsored by Jaeger at the Toucan at 9:30 p.m. until 1 o'clock a.m. On Friday, March 13th, stay safe and check out A Perfectly Reasonable Night of Comedy at the Kingston Grand Theatre Rosen Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. The Kingston beloved Fish Friday returns to the Italo-Canadian Club of Kingston. Inspired by the long-standing Italian practice of enjoying seafood during Lent, Fish Friday has grown into a much-anticipated community event open to everyone. Whether you observe the tradition or simply love a generous seafood buffet, this is a night to gather, savor, and celebrate. Drop in anytime between 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Also on Friday, come out and show us your talent at Open Mic at Storrington Lions Club Hall at 5:30 p.m. until 9:30 p.m. And of course, Friday night karaoke at The Buckle at 9 o'clock p.m. Maybe this time we could do some Celtic tunes, because on Saturday, March 14th, we celebrate Paddy's. Happy early St. Patrick's Day from your number one certified leprechaun, and I better see everyone's best jig. If you're looking for activities to do, I've got you covered. Join Diana Jackson for Paper as Sculpture Workshop, a playful hands-on workshop exploring abstract printmaking, memory, and sculptural form. Find her at the Tet Center at 11 a.m. until 4 o'clock p.m. Every 2 weeks, four artists, Patty Groom, Michelle LaRose, Bob Young, and Michael Flault, gather to share new work and the quiet discipline of critique. The setting is informal. Canvases leaning against the walls, the scent of paint in the air, talk that begins softly and deepens with trust. Each artist brings a distinct vision shaped by years of practice beyond the studio. Interested to see what they've got? Drop by the collective session exhibit opening at Kingston Frameworks at 5 p.m. until 8 o'clock p.m. On Sunday, March 15th, we have Curious George, the Golden Meatball. Based on the books by Margaret and H.A. Ray and the play owned by Universal Stage Productions, join Curious George for a lovable adventure, specifically designed for young audiences, that is sure to leave your audiences singing and swinging down the aisles. Check it out at the Kingston Grand Theater Rosen Auditorium at 3:30 p.m. Swing by the Memorial Center Farmers Market at the Kingston Memorial Center grounds at 9 a.m. until 1 o'clock p.m. for fresh foods and to show your support to local vendors. And of course, swing by Sunday Fun Day for fun activities at the Great Lakes Museum at 10 a.m. until 1 o'clock p.m. Have an event you would like to add to our online and on-air event calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at cfrcmusic on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. Next up, our concerts calendar. On Monday, March 9th, catch the Morning Doves taking the stage at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. Settle in, grab a drink, and enjoy the great night of live tunes at one of downtown's favorite spots. On Tuesday, March 10th, head over to Spearhead Brewing Company and catch Wayne Riley live from 6 to 9 p.m. Great beer, great vibes, and a great way to spend your Tuesday night. Wednesday, March 11th, I've got a packed night of live music across the city. Start your afternoon at Something Else Records at 3:30 p.m. for the free jazz series in support of partners in Mission Food Bank. Oscar Evans presents Something Different at Something Else Records, a fully improvised solo performance blending upright bass, trumpet, loop pedal textures, love that, and free music influences. Non-perishable food donations are welcome, and 50% of proceeds from his Gotta Start Somewhere EP will support the food bank. Continuing your night over at the Bank Gastro Bar, Head Over Heels perform from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., playing some great folk, jazz, classic rock, and contemporary tunes. To finish off your night, join and cheer on Frank Ryan as he performs live at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar from 8 to 11 p.m. On Thursday, March 12th at 12 p.m., enjoy a beautiful midday performance at St. George's Cathedral. The fundraising recital by Mellow's Choir and Period Instruments features uplifting Renaissance and Baroque works by Bach, Byrd, and Monteverdi. It's free will offering with donations supporting Mellow's concerts and early music education outreach. The recital runs until 12:50 p.m. In the evening, Juno Award winner Steve Mariner takes the stage at the club at the RCHA from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. This Ottawa-raised, Toronto-based multi-instrumentalist and Maple Blues Award winner is known as one of Canada's hardest working performers, and this is your chance to see him up close and personal. Wrapping up the night, Lucanus Pell performs at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., giving us 3 hours of great pop, rock, and indie tunes to get us in the weekend spirit. On Friday the 13th at 5 p.m., Matt Dixon performs at the Cove Inn until 8 p.m., while Tyler Brett Forks brings an acoustic mix of classics and originals to the Waterfront River Pub and Terrace from 6 to 9 p.m. Celebrate St. Paddy's in a big way at The Spire, starting at 7:30 p.m. with East Coast Experience featuring Irish Millie. Expect high-energy East Coast and Celtic music, big harmonies, and full St. Paddy spirits. Doors open at 7 p.m. Also, don't forget about International Women's Day at the club at the RCHA from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. led by Marion Drexler Band. An unforgettable night honoring and uplifting women through the power of music. If you're planning on having a late night, head to the Toucan with Sons of Rick and TV Dog take the stage from 10:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. On Saturday, March 14th, I've got the spotlight event of the evening. My favorite, Jazz at Lincoln Center. Great American crooners at the Kingston Grand Theater Rose and Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. This show features Robbie Lee, Chanel Johns, and Downbeat Magazine's number one rising star male vocalist Benny Benack III, celebrating legends like Sinatra, Tony Bennett, and Bobby Darin. Expect timeless classics like I've Got You Under My Skin, Misty, and Moon River, plus stories from jazz history. Also at 7:30 p.m., the Celtic Kitchen Party presented with Kingston Senior Center and Spearhead Brewing Company takes over the Spire for a lively East Coast-inspired celebration. Bit more of a country fan? Catch Nate Holler at the Broom Factory at 7:30 to 10 o'clock p.m. Or head over to one of my favorite places, the Toucan for No More New Band and Why Go from 10:30 p.m. until 2 a.m. On Sunday, March 15th, to wrap up the week nice and early, we got Hands in Her Pockets at the Kingston Grand Theater at 2 p.m. Also at 2 p.m., Kent Nicholson performs some great pop, rock, and indie hits at Spearhead Brewing Company. Can't make that one? No worries, he's got another set at 5 o'clock p.m. At 7 o'clock p.m., don't miss Sean McCann as he sings The Great Big Songbook at the Spire, an evening of unforgettable songs and stories. The Rock Orchestra by Candlelight is also coming to Kingston at Slush Puppy Place at 8 o'clock p.m., bringing on a dramatic fusion of rock anthems and classical strings in a candlelit setting, a concert you can't miss. And closing out the week full of genres of music, we've got Scott Owen hitting the stage at the Brass Pub with a night full of country tunes at 10 o'clock p.m. Have an event you would like to add to our online and on-air event calendar? Reach out today via cfrc.ca or at cfrcmusic on Instagram using the link tree in our bio. No matter what you're into this week, music, food, dancing, or just pretending you have your life together, I've got you covered. For more details on all these events, check out cfrc.ca or lock in right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You're listening to Gigi on CFRC Radio, and from me to you, have the best week ever, be safe, be kind, and I'll catch you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.